joined by defensive coordinator of the Edmonton Elks, Noel Thorpe. Noel, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Edmonton. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jason. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been coaching a long time, Noel. I'm pretty sure you've never had a coach. You're going to have so many new faces and some guys who haven't played football in, like, you know, coming up on 2 years almost. We're talking like 21 months. How much of a challenge is it, and how careful do you have to be early on in camp not to push the guys too hard to have any sort of soft tissue injuries?
Well, I think that's something, you know, when you look at the time that we've had, 19 months to prepare for this, or gone through what we've gone through, and obviously the players, I think it's twofold. When you look at it, I think some guys are going to come in terrific shape. Having had that year off, their bodies, they've had chances to heal and get in great shape, but it is a consideration with that time off, them coming in and being game or training camp ready. I think that's the challenge. That is something that Coach Elizondo has done a great job of looking at and addressing and making sure that we practice the right way, give them the right amount of opportunity to get off their feet, to get on the field, and to get their bodies in condition for the season that's rapidly approaching.
No, what does that look like as far as like practicing the right way? Is it, can you tell it by the, I don't know, the way that it looks like the players are responding physically and mentally, or is it a tempo thing? Like what are you looking for in those situations?
I think mentally these guys want to get on the field. There's no question. They're chomping at the bit to get on the field. Probably going to be a little bit of toning them down a little bit. So I think you're going to have to be smart that way in what you do. You're going to have to make sure that built in with, in your plan, you've got some rest intervals, some walkthrough time. You're supplementing that. Again, we're doing some yoga and some stretching and some conditioning things there, as far as making sure that their bodies are in peak performance. Now, I don't think getting them ready mentally to get on the field, as I said, is going to be a problem at all. I think you're going to have to make sure that As we go through the first 2 or 3 days of camp, that we're providing these guys the opportunity for recovery.
Noel Thorpe joins us. So, Noel, you know, historically you like to be aggressive on defense. I'm guessing that's not going to change, but you've had more time to plan. I don't know if that's good or bad, but kind of what's the sense? You know, when you look at your team on paper, do you kind of feel where you have a strength on this defense going into training camp?
Well, I think when you look at this team, you know, over the last few years, their ability to get pressure on the quarterback all starts up front with the D-line. When you look at these guys, they're formidable pass rushers. Having the ability to get to the quarterback with four guys up front allows you to do some different things in the back end. I think in the offseason, Brock and his scouting staff have done an outstanding job of addressing some needs in the secondary. And we brought in some players, you know, from other teams, some free agents that I think are going to help solidify us across the board.
As far as the integration of all these different parts, is that, like, how much of that is on the field and how much of that is maybe stuff you've communicated through the offseason or, you know, through meetings throughout training camp?
Well, yeah, we're limited as far as what we can do. When I say limited, there isn't really anything we can do with these guys offseason-wise. You know, our first opportunities have been, at least from an introduction standpoint, to get to know these. I mean, that's what you can do in the off season. I mean, really, it's just about getting to know guys. It's not X's and O's whatsoever. But since they've been in town, we're able to meet with them, get them indoctrinated a little bit into the system. Really, you know, we're gonna hit the ground running when it comes to training camp opening up on Saturday and Sunday.
It opens up Saturday, Sunday. No, it's going to be essentially a month. Of course, you've got until August 7th for your first game. There was some talk about scrimmages, and you know maybe that's going to happen still. We're not sure. But there's not going to be any legit preseason games. And as somebody who's been a special teams coordinator for a long time, and you know we had Coach Elizondo on, and he mentioned usually a lot of your guys, you know, that make special teams come from those preseason games where you can just kind of see them in flat out situations. Are you going to have to try to mirror that in training camp to kind of get a sense of what those guys can do on special teams and then who are going to be your backups?
There's no question about that. You know, we're going to have to create more competitive periods and opportunities to evaluate these guys and put them in as much game light and situational football situations that we can to replicate those types of scenarios that we would see in a preseason game and getting an opportunity to evaluate these guys, you know, under the lights. So it won't be exactly the same. Obviously, when you get in a preseason game, it looks a little bit different, but we're going to do our best to replicate those things that we need to and those opportunities to evaluate these guys.
In what way can you do that, Noel?
Well, competitive periods.
Yeah.
You know, we get into some competitive, some live periods, some situational football, put them in some stressful conditions that simulate and are as game-like as possible. You know, have a really challenging environment, have as many transitions as possible. I think, Jason, when you look at it, when you look at preseason games, the number one thing when you talk about special teams that comes out of it is those transitions on special teams, those substitutions. They're getting 12 guys out on the field that need to be out there. Obviously, got a larger roster, a lot more guys on the bench, and that's always a challenge. So you're going to have to inject those types of situations in your practice to create that type of environment.
It's almost like you're trying to create chaos and see how they react and how they if they keep their heads almost.
That's no question. Chaos is what you have to try and create, and as many times as you can do that. So, you know, when we get to August 7th, these guys are prepared for a game-like situation.
Noel, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy and sane over the, you know, I don't know when the last time was that you had a full year off from football. So what did you do different to try to keep your sanity?
I don't know if it's as much as what we tried to do different. I think, you know, us as football coaches are creatures of habit, and a lot of our work life and family life is built around routine. I think we tried to stay as routine as possible, although that routine was stretched out over a lot more days. The off season obviously was a lot longer. We tried to dive in from a football standpoint on some more projects, some more development that way, dig a little bit deeper into some, you know, football type situations, analyzing and doing some more analytics from that standpoint. From a family standpoint, this gave us an opportunity that we would not normally have, and that is spending some more time at home. You know, everything we did from a football standpoint was remotely, so that was a little bit different. You were at home, and that was a good opportunity. Again, personally, from my standpoint, take the opportunity when you have it to make sure you're spending as much time as you can with your family, because you don't always get that in this profession.
No, when you review tapes and you talk, and I'm sure a lot of you're talking with different coaches and friends, things like that, do you start to, not second guess, but do you start reevaluating maybe some tactics you've used in the past, and you kind of get, you know, thinking a different way because you actually have time to think about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. We definitely challenge some things that I've done in the past, X and O-wise, take a look at what other teams have done, what teams have had success with, what things have hurt other teams, what is we've had success with, and what we need to improve in. And you see whether that you can inject that in what you do, and does it fit philosophically with what you do and who you are.
Noel Thorpe joins us. Of course, he's the assistant head coach, defensive coordinator for the Edmonton Elks. Training camp gets going on Saturday. And, Noel, when you, as the DC, do you have, like, certain guys in your linebacking core? Obviously, we know, you know, Kevin Brown's got experience, you know, Vontae Diggs, you know, Brandon Pittman. There's some guys with experience, but there's also some new faces in. Who do you have right now? Is there a front runner as your starting middle linebacker?
No. Right now, it's a clean slate. You know, we've obviously got some guys injected there that we're going to have to find out about. We talk about that middle linebacker position really being the centerpiece of our defense. He's got the guy that's got to make the calls, see the formation, get the checks, get people lined up. You know, that is going to be a position of battle when it comes to training camp. You know, that's going to be one that the guys are – we're really going to see those guys rise to the top, and that's going to be an interesting battle take place.
Who do you see as the kind of the two or three guys battling for that slot right now?
Well, I'm not going to pick out anybody, Jason. We've got, you know, like you said, Brandon Pittman's been here. The rest of the guys are new to the league that we've got slotted in that position. We've got guys with different body types, you know, different skill sets. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I think all of them, when you look at that, what they've done in the past, whether it's been in college, prior pro experience, these are all great fits for what our system is. These are guys that have leadership qualities. They've got great communication. These are guys that possess good speed, good size. They're physical, and that's, you know, number one, what we're looking for from that position is guys that, again, have great communication skills, have good instincts, and are physical football players.
You know, how do you evaluate communication from that position? You know, someone's going to have to kind of maybe make some calls on the field or adjustments on the field. So, do you put them in that situation in a practice or a scrimmage to see if people can chime up and be like, call it a whatever, an alteration to what they were supposed to do?
Sure. You know what? That actually starts day one in the meeting rooms. We start our standard of communication when it's meetings, and we're going to put them through film sessions that demand those guys to make adjustments. So as we're watching film, they're going to have to communicate whether it's formation strength, field strength, backfield set, motion and adjustments, put them in different calls that they're going to have to adjust maybe where their drops are based on receiver formation, based on backfield set. So we're going to start that right off the bat when it comes to meetings. And then obviously we get to walk through, and we're going to put them in situations and different formations walkthrough-wise where they're going to have to communicate that. And then we put them in practice situations, and we start building that communication.
How good of a feel do you think you have of your group, Noel? Are you more kind of curious and interested? You talked about revamping the secondary. There's lots of new faces there that, you know, you're excited to kind of mold. Is this a different opportunity? Does it present a new opportunity as a coach with so much experience by having so many new faces? And it's been so long that, you know, and of course you're back here, that there's just a lot of changes here to kind of mold something fresh with a longer training camp that maybe you wouldn't in a normal season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can build from the ground up. But the great thing is that from a defensive standpoint, you know, there's players here that I have either worked with or have familiarity with and that have been in the league. So from that standpoint, I mean, I'm excited. I know as a coaching staff, we're excited. When you look again at the roster and the talent that we've got on the defensive side of the ball, not to mention the offensive side of the ball, because you know what we've got there. But when you just look at what we've got on the defensive side of the ball, yes, there's a sense of excitement with the people that we have. There's guys that I've watched grow and develop in this league that now we have on our team. Guys that have been with this Edmonton football team in the past that we've had the ability to bring back, and guys, free agents that have had success in this league. You know, when you look at and these pieces of the puzzle, we get to put in place and really, I'm not going to say start from scratch, but we've got an opportunity to build on what the talent level brings us right here.
Well, Noel, we're looking forward to it. It's exciting. Good to see the CFL back and get a few good nights' sleep, because then I know as coaches, once camp starts, you guys' sleep seems to be at a minimum at times. So enjoy the next few days.
Okay, great. Jason, thank you. Thanks for having me.